Okay, so we are here to have our work session in the Sevier County Commission Chambers or Conference Room. We have the three commissioners, Commissioner Jensen, and then Commissioner Johnson, Commissioner Brown, Barbara Crowther, Deputy Clerk Auditor, and you know Jason McElprane. So, Terry, we're glad to have you here. You're the only item on our work session today.
That's scary.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. That's really a good thing. Maybe just to set the stage just a little bit. We had a meeting, quarterly we meet with all the mayors and city councils. And so we had that quarterly meeting down to the R6 building here recently. And we were going over building permits and going over different things. And there was just a question or two that came up with water rights in regards to building permits. We thought we'll go to the man that can tell us. Okay. So we just have a couple of questions for you. And then it might spur into some other questions that we might just have water rights in general. But sure. We sure appreciate you being here. Know that we don't know a lot about some of this stuff. And as we get more informed about how some of these things work, we can understand it better as we try to explain it to others too. So understanding your position and what you have to deal with helps us to understand how we would best deal with you. So Terry, appreciate you being here. Maybe with that, I'm gonna let Jason maybe just bring up the item that came up in our meeting with the mayors.
The item we get is we require like proof of water. And I think we've had this discussion, me and you, about this. We used to send these down for the signatures and stuff, and then I don't know if you got a little overloaded with workers.
It put another meeting burden on my people, and we couldn't do it anymore.
Right.
Our workload on applications in our area has more than doubled in the last 3 years. And it's just not something we could do anymore.
Okay.
Our position is this stuff's available. Go on our website, have the people bring their water rights in. I don't know at what point you guys are issuing your building permits, but if it's when they file an application, they would have an application that's been filed. If it's after approval of the application, they would have a signed order of the state engineer approving it. And I would think that's what one of those two would be what you would want attached with your building permit application.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
It does make sense, yes.
Because you don't want to build something that's just an application.
And I think we've always took it for granted, probably because, you know, before we always just sent it down and had them sign it, and then we just moved on and said, oh, yep, they're good, you know, because with our signature sheet, that's what we get from, you know, the power company, health department, stuff like that. We never question it because I don't know how to read them dang things. And same with the septic. I mean, I just leave it up to the health department. You know what I mean? And so I guess the question is, now they've been bringing just basically their water right, has their number on it, or they put their water right number down, and we've just been going with it. It's what we've been doing. And I think that's where the issue that some of the mayors are seeing, I think. That's kind of what I gathered from.
They kind of surfaced this question. We thought we'd just ask it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the mayors would be concerned about. Are they allowing?
They're not allowing. I think it's what happened. I think it's what happened is what spurred this on is outside of Richfield right here, there was a house that was built out in the county. He gave us a water right number, and he's hooked onto that water system that the city ran out for their livestock use or something, whatever that was. And so they was having a little bit of troubles there. And I'm like, well, he put a water right number down. I'm sorry, I don't know where else to go after that. And I think that's where that question comes from.
Okay. I mean, the state engineer's policy as far as municipalities is if someone has access to a municipal water system, it's the state engineer's opinion that they should hook onto that municipal system and pay for that system.
I agree.
If somebody wants to do a well within a service area of a municipality, we would need something from the municipality saying they're okay with that to go forward.
They're denying ability to tie onto the system.
Yeah, it's a letter of denial to tie into the
to their system, kind of like what we do. But this one already had a well, I think, already on the place. I think.
Yeah, it could have done.
Was my understanding. That's, I think it was that's pretty common.
Unusual, huh? Something gets annexed into the city system, and
for sure.
So just a question then. Mm-hmm. So these cities, what we did as a county is we identified around each city a buffer zone that that we encouraged growth to take place in that.
And annexation.
And they, we'd like them to annex in. If the city gives them a letter of denial of annexation, then they have to go through your permit process to identify then the power, the sewer, how to handle that, and the water. That would trigger them having to drill a well, possibly. Is that right?
That would be, yes.
That's in the city.
Because I don't think technically the town should be sending water outside of the county. Is that...
We asked actually Redmond to do that, and they gave us a no to get it over to the city.
Well, Slina did it quite a bit. And
I know,
it
got them in trouble.
So they've tailed it back, and they stopped doing that.
Because I know they kind of made a little bit of a...
I mean, Monroe has. Monroe runs some water out into the county.
Yeah.
Every municipality
it has.
Can, I guess.
Yeah.
It's an individual city decision.
Okay. Yeah. I guess my question, what's going to be the easiest? I think the mayors were wondering, and some of the mayors after that discussion the other night were making sure that they even, they're correct water right, I guess. Yeah. And I'm like,
how are we supposed to know that?
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that if they show me proof of water, but I'm wondering if could we require maybe the drill card as this basically the signature, I guess, saying, hey, you give me a proof of drill card, or does that usually take a little longer time? I just want the process to be a little easier for all of us, you know.
I mean, what we send out upon approval is an actual order of the state engineer.
Okay.
Whatever conditions we put on that approval.
Okay.
And with that packet of approval would come the driller card and the applicant.
Okay.
Those would be the three things that come in that packet.
Approval. So we could probably just require...
The approval.
The approval.
Yeah, and the order's going to... It's going to identify the legal point of diversion. It's going to identify the legal place of use.
You got to back this.
Oh, I got this one right here. I'll just write it right here.
And identify the uses approved. I mean, that's all spelled out in that order.
So is it called, what is the exact name?
Order of the State Engineer.
They'd either have to provide that or they'd have to provide approval letter from the city. For water connection.
Well, which we already do that anyway right now. We just, for like the SSD.
Yeah.
We tell them either you got to give us proof of water or proof that you're hooking on to
a system.
Yep. We already do require that. We, you know, proof of water.
But where they're trying to wade through the water rights if they had that letter of approval.
And Terry, if I heard you right, there's a way to go online to get some of this information.
Oh yeah, they can go on and go into their water right, and it's all there. It's all scanned there and available for anybody to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That process, I think, is something that they don't realize. I didn't realize it. Yeah, be there.
That's general information that people can.
Yeah. I even had to go through that process. I didn't have transfer water or anything, but I had to go through that process for my solar system. Well, at drills. Mm-hmm. They were more than helpful at Slick.
Yeah,
to help me with that.
I just want to make it easy for your office and my office, because right now we're like, we're just in limbo because we don't understand how that stuff works, nor do I want to.
we can come give you training.
Yeah, I know you could, but I don't have the man hours either to research every single. It should be really left on the applicant's responsibility.
The applicant to
research. And we're not making things harder for the applicant.
No,
because they have to go through that
anyway
before they can.
I just need to do some updating on my side so that I can.
So we got the language.
That I can tell them, hey, we need your order, of the state engineer on your water, and bring us a copy of it.
Yeah,
right.
That might be it then. Okay.
That's a great point. Like that, Ralph, you just said. We don't. I mean. we're not asking them to do anything. We don't want to make a burden
on
the public either.
No.
We're just requiring something that they have to do.
Anyway.
It makes it easier for Jason's now department if he knows the exact verbiage, because I think that sometimes we get lost on that verbiage of a terminology of what we want or what we're needing. And just with your thing, he wrote down exactly what we need. That clears it up, and then it'll clear up for all these different municipalities and towns.
How somebody goes forward building a house, right?
Yeah.
They have to acquire water rights. Correct. They have to file a change application on it. When they file that change application on us, it's advertised in the paper for 2 weeks. It's open to protest and has to go through this whole process. It can be protested. We have to have hearings on it. I mean, it can get out a 6-month process. There's ways to shorten that. They could do a temporary change, but that also would have an approved order, the state engineer approving it for 1 year while this other stuff takes care of. It just depends on when you are comfortable issuing that building permit. Is it when they file an application or when that application is actually approved? So that would be you guys'
call. That'd be up to us, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be up to us. Generally, we like it when it's ready to rock and roll. I mean, because
approved.
We always tell people
that protects them.
Yeah, it does protect them, because who would want to go put a $500,000 house and all of a sudden
they don't have water?
You don't have water. You'd be surprised on how people are though too.
Right?
Yeah. That's one thing we can't do is regulate stupidity. You know.
Well, I leave that out of the minutes.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, come on.
My mouth always gets the best of me.
That one needs to be in. That's an important part of this meeting. That one needs to be in.
Well, I have one other quick question. I had the, and maybe you can help us with this or not, but I had the site irrigation call me up the other day, Trent Nielsen, and you probably know about
I talked with Trent last week about Scootum Paw.
Yeah, about Scootum Paw.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think there? Now, just for these guys, you know, up to Acres Lake, you know, off the hill, there's a Scootum Paw Reservoir. There's a part of that that's deep enough. They plant fish in every year, but there's a big dam there that failed. I don't know when it failed. It must be...
It didn't fail. I mean, they rebuilt it in the 90s.
Did they? Okay.
It developed sinkholes just
left
the abutment of the dam.
Yeah.
And we've put a storage restriction on until they remediate or identify these sinkholes.
Right.
They have not found the money or been willing to spend the money to do that.
Yeah.
They wonder why we keep going and inspecting it every 2 years.
Yeah.
I told Trent that as long as there's a functioning dam there that could impound water, it's going to stay on our list till you permanently abandon it.
If it does break, where does that water end up? Does it go
down against the freeway down?
So it would go that way.
Will it go into Salina Creek?
Yeah, it goes from Scootum Paw. It goes down a draw that hits Salina Creek there, partway up the.
All right, I'm just trying to think of which drainage that would go.
And the Salina Creek ends up going through town eventually.
And they can mitigate that by.
Is it going in the mine? I don't know where the water's going. That's what they have to find out.
Yeah, because they have such a sinkhole, they just got to figure it out, huh?
But I told Trent, I says, "God, there's a lot of economic value there to walk away from." I mean,
they're trying to see if there's some way to fund the engineering to figure out what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Because they don't know that they can afford that part, and then that would tell them how much it costs to repair the.
It's going to be an expensive investigation. I'm sure they'd have to do some boring and drilling and things to identify what's going on.
So they've approached you already then, okay.
So. Yeah, I told him to hit up his legislative representative for money. I mean, they seem to help West Panguitch out quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no kidding. And
that's a question he asked me.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's talked to Carl. I mean, we're kind of trying to see what possibility there would be. So what are they doing with that dam then down there? Are they going to repair it then, or
the paint? They're going to rebuild a new one right below.
It's being
the
built right now.
They're being built. Huh?
Yeah.
We finally got the Army Corps approval last week, so they can move forward.
Okay.
It's just like 100, is it, how far away, what's the, it's like really close.
Yeah, it's right downstream.
Yeah, just.
They could have, don't write this down, this is all for.
Oh dear.
Either that or I can't talk.
Let's end our meeting because you answered our question with building permits, so we can end our work session then, Barbara. So
yeah.